the taste, it would be more palatable. 343 CD 342.1 R and H, May 8, 1883 566. Hot biscuit raised with soda or baking powder should never appear upon our tables. Such compounds are unfit to enter the stomach. Hot raised bread of any kind is difficult of digestion. CD 343.1 gram gems, which are both wholesome and palatable, may be made from the unbolted flour, mixed with pure cold water and milk. But it is difficult to teach our people simplicity. When we recommend gram gems, our friends say, "Oh, yes, we know how to make them." We are much disappointed when they appear, raised with baking powder or with sour milk and soda. These give no evidence of reform. The unbolted flour, mixed with pure soft water and milk, makes the best gems we ever tasted. If the water is hard, use more sweet milk, or add an egg to the batter. Gems should be thoroughly baked in a well-heated oven, with a steady fire. CD 343.2 Health Reformer, August, 1873 567. In my travels, I see entire families suffering with sickness in consequence of poor cooking. Sweet, nice, healthful bread is seldom seen upon their tables. Yellow, salary-dues biscuits and heavy, clammy bread are breaking down the digestive organs of tens of thousands. CD 343.3 CTBH 49 1890CH 117568. Some do not feel that it is a religious duty to prepare food properly, hence they do not try to learn how. They let the bread sour before baking, and the salary is added to remedy the cook's carelessness, makes it totally unfit for the human stomach. CD 343.4 1872 T 537 569. We see sallow complexions and groaning dyspeptics wherever we go. When we sit at the tables and eat the food cooked in the same manner as it has been for months, and perhaps years, I wonder that these persons are alive. Bread and biscuit are yellow with salaries. This resort to salaries was to save a little care. In consequence of forgetfulness, the bread is often allowed to sour before baking, and to remedy the evil a large portion of salaries is added. 344, which only makes it totally unfit for the human stomach. Salaries in any form should not be introduced into the stomach, for the effect is fearful. It eats the coatings of the stomach, causes inflammation, and frequently poisons the entire system. Some plead, "I cannot make good bread or gems unless I use soda or salaries." You surely can if you become a scholar and will learn. Is not the health of your family of sufficient value to inspire you with ambition to learn how to cook and how to eat? CD 343.5 Part II Salt 1905 MH 305 570. Do not eat largely of salt, avoid the use of pickles and spiced foods, even abundance of fruit, and the irritation that calls for so much drink at mealtime will largely disappear. CD 344.1 1909 9162 571. Food should be prepared in such a way that it will be appetizing as well as nourishing. It should not be robbed of that which the system needs. I use some salt, and always have, because salt, instead of being deleterious, is actually essential for the blood. CD 344.2 Letter 37, 1901 572. At one time doctor tried to teach our family to cook according to health reform, as he viewed it, without salt or anything else to season the food. Well, I determined to try it, but I became so reduced in strength that I had to make a change, and a different policy was entered upon with great success. I tell you this because I know that you are in positive danger. Food should be prepared in such a way that it will be nourishing. It should not be robbed of that which the system needs. CD 344.3 I use some salt, and always have, because from the light given me by God, this article, in the place of being deleterious, is actually essential for the blood. The whys and wherefores of this I know not, but I give you the instruction as it is given me. Some salt should be used, negative 548. Avoid an undue amount of salt, negative 558. Some salt used by E.G. White, Appendix 1, colon 4, 345, CD 344.4, part Diet Pickles and Vinegar, 1905, MH325573. In this fast age, the less exciting the food, the better. Condiments are injurious in their nature. Mustard, pepper, spices, pickles, and other things of a like character irritate the stomach and make the blood feverish and impure. CD 345.1 CTBH 61, 62-1890 150, 151, 574. I was seated once at the table with several children under 12 years of age. Meat was plentifully served, and then a delicate, nervous girl called for pickles. A bottle of chow chow, fiery with mustard and pungent with spices, was handed her, from which she helped herself freely. The child was proverbial for her nervousness and irritability of temper, and these fiery condiments were well calculated to produce such a condition. CD 345.2 1872 T368575. The mince pies and the pickles, which should never find a place in any human stomach, will give a miserable quality of blood. CD 345.31872 T383576. The blood-making organs cannot convert spices, mince pies, pickles, and diseased flesh meats into good blood. For context, see 336 CD 345.41905 MH305577. Do not eat largely of salt. Avoid the use of pickles and spiced foods, even abundance of fruit, and the irritation that calls for so much drink at mealtime will largely disappear. Pickles irritate the stomach and make blood impure. Negative 556 CD 345.5 Vinegar, Letter 9, 1887 578. The salads are prepared with oil and vinegar. Fermentation takes place in the stomach, and the food does not digest, but decays or putrefies. As a consequence, the blood is not nourished, but becomes filled with impurities, and liver and kidney difficulties appear. Personal experience in conquering the vinegar habit, Appendix 1, colon 6, CD 345.6, Content Chap. 21, Fats per Day, Butter, Progressive Reform, 1902-71-35-579. Let the diet reform be progressive. Let the people be taught how to prepare food without the use of milk or butter. Tell them that the time will soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter, because disease in animals is increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness among men. The time is near when, because of the iniquity of the fallen race, the whole animal creation will groan under the diseases that curse our earth. CD 349.1 God will give his people ability and tact to prepare wholesome food without these things. Let our people discard all unwholesome recipes. Health educational efforts of James and Ellen White, in which positive testimony was born against tea, coffee, flesh meats, butter, spices, etc., in 1871-803 CD 349.2-1905 MH302-580. Butter is less harmful when eaten on cold bread than when used in cooking, but, as a rule, it is better to dispense with it altogether. Hot soda biscuits and butter, negative 501 CD 349.3. Replacing with olives, cream, nuts, and health foods, 1902-71-34-581. Olives may be so prepared as to be eaten with good results at every meal. The advantages sought by the use of butter may be obtained by the eating of properly prepared olives. The oil in the olives relieves constipation, and for consumptives, and for those who have inflamed, irritated stomachs, it is better than any drug. As a food, it is better than any oil coming secondhand from animals. 350 CD 349.41905 MH298582. When properly prepared, olives, like nuts, supply the place of butter and flesh meats. The oil, as eaten in the olive, is far preferable to animal oil or fat. It serves as a laxative. its use will be found beneficial to consumptives, and it is healing to an inflamed, irritated stomach. CD 350.1 Union Conference Record Australasian, January 1, 1900-583. The health food business is in need of means and of the active cooperation of our people, that it may accomplish the work it ought to do. Its purpose is to supply the people with food which will take the place of flesh meat, and also milk and butter, which, on account of the diseases of cattle, are becoming more and more objectionable. Replacing with green negative 586, 610 CD 350.2 not best for children 1873-3136-584. Children are allowed to eat flesh meats, spices, butter, cheese, pork, rich pastry, and condiments generally. They are also allowed to eat irregularly and between meals of unhealthful food. These things do their work of deranging the stomach, exciting the nerves to unnatural action, and enfeebling the intellect. Parents do not realize that they are sowing the seed which will bring forth disease and death. Butter a stimulant negative 61 free use of butter by children negative 288, 356, 364 discarding butter from principle negative 389 CD 350.3 free use obstructs digestion letter 37, 1901 585. Butter should not be placed on the table, for if it is, some will use it too freely, and it will obstruct digestion. But for yourself, you should occasionally use a little butter on cold bread, if this will make the food more appetizing. This would do you far less harm than to confine yourself to preparations of food that are not palatable. 351 CD 350.4 When the purest butter cannot be obtained Letter 45, 1903 586. I eat put to meals a day, and still follow the light given me 35 years ago. I use no meat. As for myself, I have settled the butter question. I do not use it. This question should easily be settled in every place where the purest article cannot be obtained. We act a good Minchkaus, a Jersey and a Holstein. We use cream, and all are satisfied with this. Use of cream in place of butter in White Home Appendix I colon 20, 23 Use of butter in the White Home Appendix I colon 4 Butter not on white table, but used in cooking Appendix I colon 14 Butter not on table in White Home, and not used by E.G. White Appendix I colon 5, 8, 9, 16, 20, 21, 22, 23 CD 351.1 Not to be classed with flesh meat 1902-71-35-587. Milk, eggs, and butter should not be classed with flesh meat. In some cases the use of eggs is beneficial. The time has not come to say that the use of milk and eggs should be wholly discarded. There are poor families whose diet consists largely of bread and milk. They have little fruit, and cannot afford to purchase the nut foods. In teaching health reform, as in all other gospel work, we are to meet the people where they are. Until we can teach them how to prepare health reform foods that are palatable, nourishing, and yet inexpensive, we are not at liberty to present the most advanced propositions regarding health reform diet. CB 351.2 Allow others their convictions Letter 331, 1904 mm-269-588. We must remember that there are a great many different minds in the world, and we cannot expect everyone to see exactly as we do in regard to all questions of diet. Minds do not run in exactly the same channel. I do not eat butter, but there are members of my family who do. It is not placed on my table, but I make no disturbance because some members of my family choose to eat it occasionally. 350 Too many of our conscientious brethren have butter on their tables, and I feel under no obligation to force them to do otherwise. These things should never be allowed to cause disturbance among brethren. I cannot see the need of butter, where there is abundance of fruit and of sterilized cream. CD 351.3 Those who love and serve God should be allowed to follow their own convictions. We may not feel justified in doing as they do, but we should not allow differences of opinion to create disunion. CD 352.1 Letter 104, 1901-589. I cannot see but that you are trying your best to lay out the principles of health reform. Study economy in everything, but do not withhold from the diet food which the system needs. With regard to the nut foods, there are many who cannot eat them. If your husband enjoys dairy butter, let him eat it until he is convinced that this is not best for his health. CD 352 Point to Caution Against Extremes Letter 98, 1901 590. There is danger that in presenting the principles of health reform some will be in favor of bringing in changes that would be for the worse instead of for the better. Health reform must not be urged in a radical manner. As the situation now is, we cannot say that milk and eggs and butter should be entirely discarded. We must be careful to make no innovations, because under the influence of extreme teaching there are conscientious souls who will surely go to extremes. Their physical appearance will injure the cause of health reform, for few know how to properly supply the place of that which they discard. CD 352.319-09-9162-591. While warnings have been given regarding the